Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 7th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the ongoing strike by doctors in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
On the 30th of October, the minister promised us that they were going to review our on-call allowances to an average of $720, and also they are going to reintroduce risk allowance of $180. So on that aspect, we are still waiting for the minister to come back to us and advise us of when this agreement is going to be effective. Then on the other level, with the health service board, we identified issues that we said should be solved in the medium to the long term. So for the medium to the long term, there are issues like the housing allowance, the duty-free allowances, and the review of the basic salary.
Ngapala kunjalo, kunjalo, la nawa nga ema panleni ngale, la wama dukutila kona kasa sevenza, basa fungu sevenza, because bafuni mali, bafuni kupatara. Agula mtu fungu sevenza la mahara. Yebaya kuluma, ingoto za kona azazwa, kutukamba kanjani. Lokuwe kuluma hawa, kulumi kutuwasu chile kuti, bafumelane kuipinda au, mbe malini njani, malini. Loko vesa kuluma vakasicheli kutukamba kanjani.
Iyo wakataura na minister. Minister akatitazvinzwa dzokerai kubasa. Nyaya ichigadziriswa. Board ndiro chete rinotemerwa seemployer kutora zvichemo izvi zvichienda kutreasury. Inoi ndiyo yakabata homwe mari. Saka kana paine nguva yakaparadzirwa yakangoparadzika nekuti nekusaziwa kuti nyaya dzinotaurirwa papi nani.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the move by the country, doctors to put down the stethoscope and embark on industrial action.
The strike by doctors entered its 12th day today with no prospects of a compromise between the government and the striking doctors. The doctors are demanding an upward review of their salaries and improved working conditions.
But the cash-strapped government has been struggling to meet their demands. But the doctors are maintaining, though, that the problem is being caused by the government's misplaced priorities.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah.
Onguka Gibbs Trout Tinget Chitarsa, Nezeku, Ratizira, Kurukitwa, Nana Chiremba, Asi, Chirku, Nyanyo, Netsapa, Inya, Yevarwere, Vachinjivacho, Varombo, Doge Nonzi, Pose, Pano, Wanzo. Uskwa, ndo unozkwa, neku tsoko zerwa. When two elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. And it is the ordinary person or the poor who bear the brand of this logjam between the government and the doctors. Kid.
Yes, I was going to hotel like a blessing. Bakalele msebenzi. Lamtla lilanga les 12. Bekalele msebenzi. And akuchengisele ukuthi bakubuyela njalo emsebenzini. Sikhuluma nje laba sebehlala kakhulu ezibhedlela. Bathi khona labo sebesebenze kakhulu. Laba bancane bengekho. So labo sebethi hayi ngcono sifake ama stethoscope. Siwafake eceleni. Sike silandele abafowethu. So sikhuluma nje ke odokotela abayi 400 bo laba sikhuluma ngabo abangama junior lama middle level doctors. Base bakhayabo bazenzela bakufunayo. Kodwa ke abathi bangani kungaba suthisa ukuthi uhulumende abanike okuyingcosana nje ngokuthi lokho kuthiwa ngama risk allowance nxa ukuthi uhulumende ngabanika engakudlula kho lapho kuma $200 kumbe imali njalo kungabangazani kuyabayenza ukuthi babuyele emsebenzini. Sizwile njalo ukuthi bathi le call allowance kumele ngayo yakhuphulwa kancane. So ke esingani sikhuluma ngakho ke Zulu ikuthi kambe libona njani lapho likhona khona ngapho kambe lithi kuthweni ye asitokeni zulu.
Of course I think we have our first guest Gibbs, that is Dr. Fortune Nyamande, the president of the Hospital Doctors Association, is in Harare. Dr. Nyamande, good evening.
Good evening.
And thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Dr. Nyamande, give us an update. What is going on right now?
Currently, there's a crisis, particularly in the provision of health services to patients in the major tertiary hospitals in Zimbabwe. This has been a result of the current strike by junior and middle-level doctors from Parangatu Hospital, Chitungiza Hospital, Harare Hospital, United Blair Hospital, and Mbilo Hospital, and also some selected provincial and district hospitals countrywide. And we can say that the situation is bad. We're having patients being turned away because they are not doctors. We're having theater cases being cancelled. We are also having, like in Parangatu, we've got the casualty department, the pediatric department, where, emergencies for children, that whole unit has been closed. And, the situation is very worrying. And we equally we are also very concerned that with this, with this response that we are seeing from the government and, particularly the health service board, their approach to resolving this impasse, it is inconsiderate of the number of patients who are dying. It is inconsiderate of the patients who are failing to access, the service they should be getting. And so we are very worried. And it's really a very terrible situation.
Asi vamwe, Dr. Nyamande vanotika ko vanachiremba munogoenda kunoratidzira sei hazvipinze here upenyu hwevarwere munjodzi. Basa renyu kamunofanira kutora mhiko kuti munge muchichengetedza upenyu.
Ndizvozvo blessing atirambe kuti vanachiremba basa ravo nderekusevha upenyu. Asi tinofanirazvo kuti chiremba uyo kumba kwaabva anofanira kubhadhara rendi. Kumba kwaabva anofanira kudyawo, anofanira kupfekawo hembe dzakawachwa dzakachena. Saka anofanira tokwirawo kana kombi, kunyange zvekuti tisina mota tokwanisa tokwirawo kombi tisvike kubasa. Saka nemamiriro azvo akaita pari zvino, mari chaiyo kuti chiremba ararame upenyu hune hunhu, upenyu hune dignity, mari iyoyo haisi kuwanika. Saka tinonzwisisa matambudziko arikusangana nemapatients, ende tinoti mapatients ava chavangaite ndechekuti vatotaurawo nemari kuhurumende kuti ko vari kumbodarirei vana chiremba vanofanira kunge vari kurapa zvevanhu Zimbabwe yose. Saka mubvunzo uyu mubvunzo wakanaka, asi ngativubvunzei kuna vambengeranwa mukuru wehelth board, ngativubvunzei kuna minista kuti ko vana chiremba itai kuti vana chiremba vadzoke kubasa. Nekuti isu mukatarisa tanga tine 6 zvinhu zvatakaendera kustrike, asi takati nekuda kwekuti tibatsire varwere pazvinhu 6 zvatataura izvi 2 ngazvingomitwa, zvekutanga izvi 2 zvimwe zvina 4 izvi tozozvitaura kumberi, nekuti tinonzwisisawo kuti tofanira kunge tiri kubatsira varwere. Saka isusu semachiremba atambotsukunyukaka tikasvikawo apa. Saka patasvika apa totongomirira kuti tiona kuti hurumende ngaitsukunyukawo zvotipowo zviviri izvi isodzokera kubasa, tobatsira varwere, nyika yedu yofambirira mberi, zvinhu zvofamba.
Ndezvipi zviri zvamuri kuti ngazvigadziriswe?
Chekutanga takatowirana na Minister of Health and Child Welfare Dr. Parirenyatwa musi wa 3 October pamusangano watakaita kuMinister of Health kuboardroom kwavo. Takawirana kuti on-call allowance yedu, takati on-call allowance kuti mari inobhadhirwa chiremba kana achishanda asiri nguva dzisiri dzebasa. Pane zvino chiremba ari kupuhwa mari inobva ku$0.35 per hour kusvika pa$0.50 per hour. Tikawirana kuti hunhapwa uhu, hapana kwazvinowanika pasirino rose kuti chiremba anopuhwa $0.50 per hour. Tikawirana kuti mari iyoyo ichazochinjwa kuenda pa$10 per hour, ende pamwedzi wega wega chiremba anoshanda maawa anosvika minimum ye72 hours, usiku nemaweekends, nguva dziri dzebasa. Saka takati mari iyoyo ngaibhadhirwe nemachiremba kuti vaone machi maon-call allowance avo. Chechipiri, tikaurana kuti tinoda tinoda risk allowance. Chiremba ane risk kudana kwasakwana kutapurirwa zvirwere zvaida sana TB, HIV, hepatitis, even kana ana Ebola kuri kunzi yasvika. Saka there should be tinofanira kunge kuine kamariyo katinongopuwa nehurumende pekuva pushida kuti chiremba ane risk yaanowana, risk iyo anokwanisa kutapira kumudzimai wake, kuvana vake, kumhuri yake, kana kune vamwe vese vanoshanda nawo. Saka ipapo takawirirana, hazi zvekuti tiri kungotaura kuti tiri kuda kuti zviitwe, asi tiri kuti zvinhu zvanga zviri kuitwa nehurumende zvaifanira kunge vari kuita. Takawirirana, tikanyorerana pasi, tikanyorerana tsamba dzatiinadzo dziri mumaoko medu dziri official kuti zvinhu zvichagadziriswa. Asi tozongoshandisa kuti kubva muto takataura naminista hatitazombovaona futi tizoti nyaya iyoyo yavapapi, mari yacho ichatanga kuzopuwa ana chiremba rini. Saka ndo zvega zvakamisa zvinhu isu ana chiremba. Saka tozoti tikambomirira zvinhu zvisikiti zvisolvwe izvi, varwirana vachitambudzika uko.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Of course Dr. Nyamande is saying there are two issues. Initially, there are six issues that they wanted the government to address, but they've, for now, they are saying the short-term issues are to do with the on-call allowance and also the risk allowance that they are saying should be addressed as of yesterday. For the rest, the discussions can continue. He's saying they had there was a written undertaking from the Minister of Health that these will be addressed, but it appears nothing is moving, Gibbs.
Yeah, ngokuzwa kwami ke besithi ke odokotela bathi on-call allowance yayi 35 cents an hour. Kanti sebethe bavumelana nohulumende ukuthi ibe yi $10 ngehola elodwa, yikho phela khonokho akade khuluma ngakho. Njalo lokuthi ke balungise okunye okuthize khonokho kwe-risk allowance, ukuthi bayesaba ukuthi umuntu angaba le Ebola kumbe umkhuhlane onjalo. Yeah, right now we are joined by our second guest, Blessing, and that is Mr. Everson Ndlovu, who is a social commentator and development worker based in Matabeleland region. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Ndlovu? Baba Ndlovu, call it when? Ungani mchina yetu, ingani si... Yes, it's a child more. Yeah, that's what the woman can get blessing. I think we're going to be able to talk to them.
Now, what we are hearing from our sources, Dr. Nyamande, is that there is a clause that says you cannot go on strike for 14 days. Otherwise, you'll be forced to repeat some of the courses that you'll be doing for another 3 months. And we understand the government was waiting for those 14 days to expire and hope that you go back to work. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think the matter here is not about using the law to justify an unjustifiable salary. And, you know, I think there are always laws which are meant to, you know, to make humankind behave in certain actions or in certain directions. In this matter, the issue is not about, you know, how much time we want to spend doing the rotations that we're doing. The issue is that we want the conditions of service for doctors, the salaries, the allowance, and so forth to be improved. So if there's anyone who has been, you know, pinning their hopes to say that at the expiry of these 14 days, then we'll use this as a tool to intimidate, to coerce doctors to go and offer their services for free, then I'm sure that, you know, those people are mistaken. What I can tell you is that Parisino, Marietto Tambira, look at it, the basic salary is $28. Originally, the basic salary is around $2,000 to $3,000. So what it means basically is that we as doctors, we've been subsidizing, you know, the provision of health, human capital, you know, to the government. And there comes a time where we say that enough is enough. We are not able to continue offering our services for almost free. So we have the 14 days. You know, another a month or so in terms of the time that you take, you know, to spend to do your rotation. I don't think it's a matter. And for us as doctors, you know, we don't fear anything. We don't fear anyone. We don't fear any tool. We don't fear any bed loss. Our duty is to provide a service to our patients in the best possible manner possible. So I will not be coerced to go back to work where my conscience tells me that what I'm doing, I'm not doing it bijifara. I cannot be forced to go back to work where I'll be earning 35 cents per hour. In an hour, I see an average of maybe 10 patients, and each patient is charged $15 at the hospital. So I bring in $150 to the system, then I get 35 cents. That's, you know, gross inequality. And no such tool, no such law can be used to coerce us. This time, let them be warned that we are united as doctors. We will not be intimidated by any instrument, by any law. After all, it's illegal that a doctor goes on strike. This has been, this is reflected in our new constitution, section 65, subsection 2, and subsection 3, which says that every Zimbabwean has the right to go to industrial action, except those who are working in the uniformed services, unless Parliament promulgates a law which prohibits certain essential services from going on strike. And to the best of our knowledge, there is no law currently which prohibits me as a doctor to go on industrial action. So such thoughts are misguided, they are reckless, and they should not be taken seriously by any right-thinking Zimbabwean.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. Please do stay on the line. And I think, Gibbs, we now have Mr. Everson Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu is a development worker. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can...
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, sesikutholile baba. So, kunjani kuna wapa isibhedlela nxa ukhangela njengoba umuntu osebenza labantu ungena khona ebantwini suku zonke lesibhedlela uyakubona konke lokho. Kuhamba njani njengoba kule strike le khona?
Umumo mubi gift ngoba abantu bayaphenduswa. Bayaphenduka ngoba bengikho phela odokotela esibhedlela. So kubi kakhulu. This is actually a disaster in the waiting. If this continues, a gift civilly, say, Wamalanga, Bumbego Vigi, I certainly manage a season at it.
What Joe Bagwanzan, I was also pale, poor about to buy a rapid loaf.
Look, find the pale gift, but it's not so easy. Go find the pale. Go find the pale. See a Kulevuti. Our authorities, they will realize that this is serious. And the buzzer when something didn't delay it. Haven't you? They've got a right to get access in to hotel. That's not what hotel food, but they don't have what about Tony Fangelza. So you call the city Siangwenga, Kubatala, Luguti, Kabenzi, something in a city sees.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu, and stay on the line. He's saying that, you know, he's appealing to the government, actually, to actually negotiate with the doctors. You know, because he's saying the situation is pathetic.
Regaitende kwa terere, mkuma Moses kumashingu, makadi?
Mkuma Farawere, kuku.
Iwaisu, tirina nijedu. Mkuma Moses, muruko na senya kura mwambasa kwa wana chiremba.
Mwambasa kwa wana chiremba, mpama wane rendi nekandu. Vanachiremba hongu varipabasa ravo vanovane mhuri dzavo vanodawo kuti vapiwe chouviri kuti vandorarama nemhuri saka vanofanira kudiwa asi kudivi yedu isu varombo haatombadzira nokuti ivo vehurumende ava vacho vanotaurwa navo ivo nemhuri dzavo vane mari vanogora kundoratiwa pose pavanodira saka dambudziko racho iri vanongorindwa kwetiri. You are powerful.
Saka panga itwe sei.
Chokuita kutongoti wode mwari achipindirana kuti isuva hatina zvetingaita nokuti hatisi tinotaurwa nesu vacho vayo hurumende vacho havazvitari vari tavasingazvinzwi saka totongoziva kuti vanofawo panguva yemadhokuta akasreka vachafa vapenyuwo tichangozarawo tichingo. Saka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Moses nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, what Moses is saying is that it's unfortunate. He understands the plight of the doctors, but unfortunately, it's the poor who will be at the receiving end. And he's saying Zimbabwe just needs a divine intervention and is concerned that the government officials, ministers, and all those who are involved in the negotiations with the doctors, you know, they can afford to go to private hospitals or even abroad, and therefore they cannot feel what the poor are going through. And he's saying it's unfortunate that some people will die, you know, during this industrial action.
Now, in terms of the poor feeling that kind of pinch, you know, it reminds me of a song by Peter Tosh. You know it? Only the poor men feel it.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I've got Mr. Felix on the line from South Africa. Mr. Felix, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
Very fine. How are you?
I'm not okay. It's very unfortunate that our doctors are going on strike for reasons that are very, very serious. They need to be paid their monies, but on the other hand, on a humanitarian basis, they should be at work. But I'm surprised to see people saying that the economy is not running well. The economy does not run itself. It's run by people, which are our representatives in the government, from the president to the ministers. What I suggest in Zimbabwe at the moment is we cut out things like those ministers, like, for example, I don't know which ministry does Mr. Basket fall under. That one should be scraped. Allowances for chiefs should be scraped because that's a voluntary job. It's not a professional job. So that they pay doctors first, and then they pay those people last.
And we've got Dr. Nyamande here, who represents the doctors on strike. Do you want to talk to him about the strike?
Yes.
Talk to him, please.
Yes, doctor, you are not looking into the welfare of our doctors, and you are putting them at the bottom of your priority.
No, the doctor represents the doctors on strike. He doesn't represent the
on
government.
Strike.
Yes, yes, yes. He doesn't represent the government. Quiet.
I personally, if it were me, I'm urging him, they should go back to work before they get paid. Their money should accumulate over time. Whatever they agree, the money is accumulating, and they can be paid as back pay. They can make such an agreement, I think.
Do you think so, Dr. Nyamande?
Yeah, partly I do agree with you, but partly I think there are also technical issues which need to be put in place. I think what you're saying, it resonates well with our position, our patients, and their accessing of health services is of paramount importance to us. So what you're saying is that government should put it in writing to say that our new allowances are at this figure, and they are effective from this date. Then from there, we start to negotiate. So what you're saying is, you know, it basically resonates with our view. We are not saying that government should give us money today, but we are saying it should put in writing so that there's an acknowledgement of debt, of, you know, for the human capital that we are offering. So, you know, I agree with the listener, and I actually thank him for, you know, very positive contributions to this discussion. I want to assure him that our doctors are not greedy people. Our doctors are not insensitive people. Our doctors are people who, you know, who came from very humble backgrounds. You know, most doctors, they come from very humble backgrounds, and they understand that society and the community needs our services. But what we're calling for is the government to be responsible for the health of its people. And to us, you know, it seems that we as the doctors, and also the, you know, the general populace, they are much more concerned than the government itself. You know, if you look at the statements which has been uttered by Dr. Ndengelano, the chairperson of the diocese board, they smack of ignorance, they smack of arrogance. They are not befitting for a senior, you know, colleague in the health profession, who cares about the health of the people of Zimbabwe. The diocese board was created so that it improves the conditions and the lives of and the welfare of doctors in Zimbabwe. And if you look at it currently, if you look at it, currently, the Welfare Board is actually, opposing doctors who want the rectification of the allowances. So
thank you.
I think that's a very good contribution.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamandi Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Felix, I hope you're happy about that response, right?
I'm very happy about the response. Can I add just a small bit then?
Yes, 10 seconds. Yes, 10 seconds.
Yeah, if we look back to 1999 or somewhere the late 90s, the government were starting to slowly not, they were ignoring payment of teachers. And people actually, they were actually accepting such a thing. And it's now growing to doctors and to everyone else. We'll end up not having salaries for civil servants in the near future. Mm-hmm. That should stop. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Felix, and have a wonderful weekend, eh? Thank you so much. I think we've got another caller. Mr. Vusumuzi in Plumtree, good evening and welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, what is your view about the doctor's strike?
Well, the problem in Zimbabwe is that we don't look at things in a holistic manner.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, they have always set the pace. And when they set the pace, when they talk for the generality of the civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our civil servants right now are earning not the money they should be earning. They have been shortchanged for a long time. And I think more is to come in terms of work stoppages, because people are going to work and they are failing to fend for their families. Mm-hmm. They are working for almost nothing. The doctors are talking, and when they talk, I think our executive should listen. The people high up there should listen to what the doctors are saying,
mm-hmm.
and they should be getting the money somewhere to pay the doctors, because our people are suffering.
Mm. Okay, thank you very much.
So the doctors are only setting a pace, and let's not look at it in terms of the health sector only. There are so many sectors that are affected, and very soon you are to see the generality of the civil servants take to work stoppages.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vusumuzi in Plumtree. Where exactly are you in Plumtree?
I'm in Plumtree Town.
Okay, thank you so much. And don't forget to come back on Monday, right?
Yes, I will.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely weekend. Yeah.
Let's quickly read some messages that we have on WhatsApp. We have Mapolisa, who says, if this government is able to review the salaries of chiefs and headmen, how can they fail to review the salaries of a doctor whom they trained for 7 years? It's a pure malcontent in terms of priority. Elias says, as I can see, the strike will lead to health institutions' fees being hiked, a situation that the public will not afford. Rubimbo says, they deserve to be listened to. Lives of the majority are in danger because they cannot afford private practitioners and hospitals. The government must act swiftly. Then Nevanji says, Zimbabwe haifi yakanaka ngavadzokere kumabasa ko veruzhinji zvavasinga shandi wani asi vachirarama. Farai says, I think this must be treated as a matter of urgency just because we are about to start the rain season, which is characterized by waterborne diseases, and we require the doctors in the hospitals. Mwemterere wedu mukoma Dunlop kuBotswana, rambai makabata. Mr. Ndlovu and Dr. Nyamande, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.